The Money Show. The Markets.
Before we talk to Sibonise Nxumalo, the portfolio manager at the Old Mutual Investment Group, I must just tell you about load shedding. It's deeply concerning. If you live in northeastern China, experiencing unannounced power cuts, huge electricity shortages, initially it hit factories and now spreading to homes. We know that all too well, of course, in South Africa. And we've seen people in China complaining on social media about a lack of heating, lifts not working, traffic lights not working, and local media said it was because coal prices had risen and it was leading to a shortage of supply. And we know that the Chinese economy is heavily dependent on coal as the rest of the world tries to wean itself off the stuff. But one power company in China was saying that it expected power cuts to last until spring next year. So that's at least 6 months, and unexpected outages would become the new normal. And then that post was deleted by somebody. So the extent of the blackouts isn't really clear, but 100 million people live in these three provinces. So it is massive. Also, at the same time, the UK, of course, running desperately short of gas supplies out of Europe, and also running short on fuel, and there's panic buying of fuel. And there's even a carbon dioxide shortage there as well. Sibonise Nxumalo, portfolio manager at the Old Mutual Investment Group, is with us this evening. That and comments from the US Central Bank last week about the imminent rise at some point in the future, not this year necessarily or the year after, but at some point in the future, of American interest rates really has put a cat amongst the pigeons on the JSE at the moment.
Yes, it did, Bruce. I'm going to start with just wrapping up the market, and then let's talk about the consequences of ESG. But if you just look at the market briefly, financials, basically, this is a bad day for South Africa Inc. Banks were down. So Standard Bank down 1.5. Net Bank down 2. Absa 2.5. The industrials, we saw the offshore company. So Aspen continues its run, up 4%. MTN with Vodacom up 1.8 and 2% respectively. The food guys, they've been weak, like ShopRite, after again an amazing run, down 4%. The star of the show, though, we've got to go to the resources and Sasol. Sasol up 1.5% and the gold company. Now, Bruce, let's talk about oil. Why is oil running? I think in this world, we've come to a world which we're talking about ESG. We've seen banks, global banks, and some of our local banks come out and say, well, our appetite for funding carbon, so oil and coal and all of these, it's actually that's reducing because we've got to go to a cleaner world. What does that mean? Because that has consequences in the market. So what is actually happening, Bruce, is that the oil price is rising because supply, there isn't enough supply. And the oil manufacturers are struggling to ramp up supply because they say, well, we haven't invested. Well, the banks are not funding them to invest. We're saying nobody's encouraging these companies to keep investing, and yet demand is increasing because the world is reopening, people are starting to travel. And so all of a sudden, there are some consequences in that supply stays the same or is reduced a little bit, demand increases, the price has to react. So all of a sudden, there's a pressure on prices. We're seeing the same thing with coal, as you mentioned, which is why Glencore was up 4% today. And that again, there's been a structural underinvestment in coal assets because why should you invest in such dirty energy? Except the problem is, Bruce, if you look at a country like South Africa, we've got coal power stations that are new, but they don't work as well. But let's not talk about that. But they're going to be here for another 40 years. And so that is going to be an interesting tension in the world for us to watch out for. The drive for cleaner air and cleaner world, but actually what about the prices that we pay? Because those are going to lead to inflation.
Now, of course, and we're beginning to see the inflation not quite biting, but maybe nibbling in the Reserve Bank governor last week when he was talking about interest rates, keeping rates flat last week, giving his strongest hint yet that we could see a rate rise, no matter how weak the economy is, as early as November this year. And it's that sort of rhetoric that I think is also unsettling a lot of people.
Yes, Bruce. I mean, I think one of the things that is also driving the market, it's obviously China. Has got some issues or some self-imposed issues as the government there is coming out strongly about, they're calling this term common prosperity. So they want probably an equal distribution of wealth in their society, and they're changing things. China is a communist state, so they can just order things and things kind of happen. And so with that in mind, China consumes a lot of resources. And we've seen resource prices under immense pressure. South Africa is a commodity-producing nation, which means we will make less money if those resources come under pressure. And so therefore, our rand, you can see then, is starting to reflect that. At the same time, the oil price is going up, which means there's some inflation that's going to come into South Africa. So we're going to start seeing inflation coming through. But Bruce, what's even bigger than the South African issue is the global thing. That globally, we haven't seen inflation for probably 30 years. It's been one way down globally. And all of a sudden now, there is inflationary pressure. And if that really materializes, we should start seeing a different investment environment. In our world, when we look at it, we say, actually, if there is inflation, we should see things like gold, like banks start outperforming, like oil companies. Those are things that are called inflation hedges. We should probably see things that are underperforming that have been great over the last 10 years, which are like the tech companies. Those companies, the growth, more growth-oriented companies, actually those tend to underperform when there's inflation. So the idea of pricing pressure coming into the global environment and also supply chains that are broken, so shipping rates are very, very high. So the cost of inflation is starting to bear, and so therefore if that persists, we're going to see that in interest rates, and we're going to see a market that starts changing and should benefit some of the things that last year were very unpopular, which is banks and oil and energy companies.
Yeah, lots of ifs, buts, and maybes. And, of course, the rand getting hit very hard, and we've got a rising oil price and a falling currency, as our currency is at the moment, and it does blow hot and cold, depending on how the world feels about rising the potential of rising rates in the United States. But we are getting hit by that, by the China worries as well, all having a very, very big impact. And that's quite uncomfortable because we're price takers on so many imports. And if our currency weakens substantially, that becomes the big inflation driver. And that's the thing that's worrying me most at the moment. Is that what's worrying you guys?
Yeah, it is, Bruce. I mean, China, I mean, you often used to say that statement that if the U.S. Whatever sneezes, the whole world catches a cold. But actually, for South Africa, if China sneezes, South Africa is definitely catching a cold. Because China consumes our commodities. Our commodities, if you add up commodities, Naspers, which owns Tencent, if you add up with Richmond and some of our ex, like even Anheuser-Busch owns a business in China, Bidcorp has a business in China. The JSE, just over 40%, is driven by what really happens in China. So if China slows and China actually ends up, which looks like is where it's headed, Bruce, we are going to struggle as an economy. And some of the companies that we invest in are absolutely going to show lower earnings growth. And so therefore, as investors, you've got to think carefully about how you position for that. But we are about to enter what we think are more volatile and more turbulent times.
Sibuliso Nqumalo, thank you very much for that warning. Portfolio manager at the Old Mutual Investment Group.